this week we're going to have a little bit of a faster, briefer edition of the news and rap. So I begin a little bit, I'm going to do it differently, then see if I'm not feeling better mentally. Maybe I should try something not the same, otherwise it will be just as lame as before. Even more, I know the score, gotta go to Google News, and I was scrolling more than I did previously. I'm devious, see, gotta look through the news so mischievously. Only got another minute or two, yo, so I should really navigate for you. There's a dawn of the new era for AIDS in South Africa. The people gonna laugh at you if you can't fix, but I would presume a problem like that can't be fixed by Zuma. I don't mean the damn flash game, I mean the South Africa's president. His name is Jacob Zuma. He's gonna tackle the AIDS epidemic. Got a plan for the Afghan war. 8 years we've been in Afghanistan. That's longer than Iraq and almost as bad as Vietnam. Will Obama's war become the same? You know, Fox News is looking to cast blame. And there was a White House state dinner that was gate crashed. I can't be bothered with that. No, I gotta move on quick. Find other piece of news that I can flick up to the freestyle. I would disparage people who don't want to legalize the same sex marriage. But finally, we see. It was voted Tuesday in D.C. that it should be legalized. Finally, some people gonna realize that all the people got to have the same rights. Otherwise, we won't delight. You can't have separate but equal. We tried that before and it's evil. So it didn't work. Don't mean to seem a jerk, but this is responsibility that we cannot shirk. You got to guarantee the same sort of rights. Otherwise, man, I don't know how you sleep at night. Now let's move on to science and tech. I got some problems that I can't correct. Nokia is suing the makers of the LCD and CRT. And why this be? Because they got lawsuits saying it was involved for price fixing, a process they're mixing. Now speaking to people all across the land, even those in space command, like outgoing space station commander Frank DeWin. Yes, that's right, for DeWin, FDW. Only off by a letter. Yeah, but he would be even better. He was undocked and fell back to Earth, braving icy weather in Kazakhstan. Space junk is all threatening the International Space Station. That's the situation, cause you see debris is all floating free, all unfettered by gravity, which means it could pick up some inertia. If that stuff hits you, then it's really gonna hurt ya. It's got a lot of momentum in the air, or in the space, it's the lack of air over there. In fact, I'd presume it's not much air at all, it's like a vacuum. And that's something that nature abhors. I could go down the page and read even more, but this is the shorter news and rap, and that's about all we got time for that. So I'll move on and let this dang rap end. I seem that I can't longer spend any more time, and I'm looking for one more headline, but I can't do it cause I'm here on deadline. Alright, but now we're gonna try in-depth coverage. We'll see how this works. So, in the U.S. News and World Report, there was another story of the sort that one is the loneliest, most contagious number. So if you're lonely, it really is a bummer. Let me explain this so it doesn't seem outrageous. Studies say loneliness can be contagious, just like the H1N1 flu. If no one is hanging out with you, they'll continue to do so. Not you'll be by yourself. Loneliness is bad for your health. Staying socially connected may be important for public health, and it can't be ignored, kid. You gotta cover your cough, cause loneliness can spread through social networks, and that jerk who was lonely, you might catch it, it's contagious. This scientific study may be outrageous, but people on the edge of the network, guys, they spread their loneliness and then cut their ties. It's like the edge of a sweater. You pull at it and it unravels, doesn't get better. This is the latest in the series of the studies from the University of California, where the buddies down in San Diego have conducted to see how the habits and feelings leave people reeling. Moving through social networks, their earlier studies, you know, the networks found that obesity and smoking and happiness are all contagious. So, these sages now find that loneliness is too. This shouldn't be a surprise to you, because if happiness through social network can be transmitted, why would you think loneliness can be acquitted? It's obvious that it was all the same. People have to understand it's all a big game, and if the people who were all your friends have difficult lives, you're gonna see the same ends. It found that loneliness is catching as well, this new study by John Cacioppo. Oh no. Possibly because lonely people don't trust their connections and foster mistrust, and then they go bust. Easier to catch from friends than from family. Damn, but we find it spread more among women than men. And also, as spoken to me, most contagious when neighbors live within a mile of each other. Loneliness spreads quickly to your brother from across the fence. There are 3 degrees of separation. That means all across the nation, if you have one lonely friend, then you're 40% more likely to be lonely. But now I relent. If you have a lonely friend of a friend, you're gonna have a 14% chance in the end of being lonely. But a friend of a friend of a friend means that the loneliness would tend to fall between 6 and 26%. Still not something that you can prevent. Now, not all the researchers are convinced. After all, some people wince if you do this quick research and call it a serious study. Who wants to do that? Nobody. I mean, acne and headaches might also appear to spread through networks, right? But it's obviously that not transmitted socially. I think it must be that most of the people with similar environmental influences become friends. I mean, after all, the ends prove that, what should we say in this nation? Causation is not correlation and vice versa. I guess I gotta throw a curse to these studies constantly proving things that can't now be improving. And after all, this isn't even really new. I mean, does this really come as news to you that people who are lonely tend to get worse? Here's some knowledge that we need to disperse. People have known in that kind of situation. No one wants someone with an air of desperation. If you find someone who's all alone, chances are you won't call them up on the phone because, you know, there might be other reasons. Maybe it's just a depressing winter season. Maybe it's cold. Maybe they got bad breath. Maybe they rap poorly and their name is Seth. I don't know. Whatever the cause. I mean, there's people and they got their flaws. Loneliness, of course, it's not. It's like contagious like disease, but people are ill at ease. So it's not really surprising that that's the kind of thing that would be arising. If you have a big lonely community, no one's gonna have immunity. No one can hang out with impunity. I mean, the lonely people are not outgoing. That's why their loneliness is showing. So if you hang out with lonely people, then you are more likely to be a lonely person too. It's not really a kind of brand new science. This is not a defiance of fact or reality that we see every day. I don't know why it's in such a surprising way. You know? I mean, correlation is not causation. There's other reasons. If you're lonely, yeah, you'll be out in the cold alone freezing. I mean, yes, this is a big correlation, but that's not the same as causation. I don't know why these people just don't get it. You can't go ahead and reduce life to statistics. Because there's other possibilities for why there's this loneliness. Geez, I mean, look, we've already been through two. One, it just boils down to you. If you're the type of person who's apt to be lonely, then it's probably true, but not the only reason that people might decide to avoid you. And I'm sorry if that's a harsh truth that annoyed you. Lonely people are likely to get more lonely, it's true. I mean, no matter what they do, and if you're a lonely person, I don't mean to be evil, but yes, you're more likely to be friends with other lonely people. And if you're friends with lonely people, too, then what does that say about you? You might be the kind of person who sits at home, would prefer to be quiet, alone, write a poem, rather than going out and having a big party. I mean, you can be lonely and still be a smarty, still be a really swell person. I'm not trying to badmouth you, I'm just trying to get out some truth. And that's it, I think we're done. That's all from the land of the rising pun. I'm surprising none with this report. So now I think I'm done with this weird news and rap sort of thing. And I don't have any more to bring. Maybe next week I'll do an even shorter thing. In spite of being a rapper, I don't have any sort of link.